Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday evening, September 17th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, the mistakes investors keep making and what Apple won't tell you. Details on those stories as we continue.
You've got to make sure your family and finances are legally protected. So where do you turn for legal help you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 13 years, they've been helping Americans with LLCs, incorporation, wills, trusts, and more. LegalZoom makes it painless. You can always reach out to them with questions, and they'll talk you through the process. You can get legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services at your direction, but they're not a law firm. For special savings, be sure to enter the code WSJ in the referral box at LegalZoom.com.
For the majority of Americans, investing should be really simple. Spend less than you earn, put the difference in a low-cost, broad-based index fund, leave it alone, and let it grow over time. Easier said than done, though, according to Wall Street Journal contributor Morgan Housel. He says for most investors, success is mostly a battle with your brain, so he has some tips to avoid making the same common mistakes. First of all, Housel says many investors don't understand that it's hard to predict what their emotions will be in the future.
A lot of investors, when the market is going well, they think, good, I have a high risk tolerance. I can take risk. I'm okay if stocks drop a little bit. I'm a risk taker. And then as soon as stocks drop, they realize that, no, that's not the case. They're not a risk taker. They have a low risk tolerance.
Use past behavior as an indicator for risk tolerance. If you panicked and sold stocks in 2008, you probably have a low risk tolerance. Once you come to terms with that, it's easier to avoid future regret. That being said, most investors don't realize just how common volatility is in the stock market.
In the last 100 years, a broad index of U.S. stocks has declined 10% or more, on average about once a year. That's been pretty much the historic norm. Two or three times per decade, you're going to lose 30% of stock's value.
Even with that in mind, it's hard to predict the future, so it's important to have a margin of safety.
By having a good amount of cash on hand, by not buying expensive stocks, by maybe having some flexibility in your time horizon, you don't need to know when stocks are going to crash next. You don't need to know if we're going to have a recession this year.
You can read more about the mistakes all investors keep making by checking out Morgan Housel's piece at WSJ.com. As we continue, Apple customers have upgrade fatigue and other things the tech giant won't say.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
As consumers look forward to getting their hands on the latest smartphone from Apple, the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, MarketWatch reporter Quentin Futrell reviews 10 things the company just won't say. For starters, despite the record-breaking sales numbers for the new smartphone, Quentin says customers are starting to suffer from upgrade fatigue.
When you buy an Apple product, you can be sure that Apple is already looking at ways to improve it. So I think people feel like they buy the latest product, they get very excited about it, but sooner rather than later, it's already out of date.
And while it may feel like you are making the decision to buy the next Apple product, Quinn says don't be fooled by their soft sell.
They will really get to know what it is that you want out of your Apple product, and they'll focus on that really quickly. And while this can feel like a thousand welcomes, it's actually quite a hard sell.
Not only could you spend more money on Apple products over its competitors, but it turns out people using them buy more stuff online. The average Apple user spent $93 using their smartphones or tablets in 2013 during the holiday season. That compared to just $48 for people using an Android smartphone. And once you get used to Apple Suite or hardware and software for music, movies, and other digital content, you may be stuck for life.
It's what they call the ecosystem. It's really a walled garden, and they want to make sure that it's as much hassle for you to move from an Apple gadget to an Android as possible.
You can read Quentin Futrell's complete list, 10 Things Apple Won't Say, at MarketWatch.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.